Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast from Middays with Susie Larson. Enjoy the conversation. It's only just a matter of Welcome to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. So honored to have you listening today. In fact, I look forward to bringing you conversations every single day that hopefully inspire you in your faith walk, that deepen your understanding of God's Word, and that heighten your awareness of His very real presence in your life. Today is a show that I've been preparing for all morning. I've been on my knees. I've been asking God to meet us in this place. You know this if you listen often enough. We do a show once a month called Songs and Verses, and we often pick a theme. Well, today's theme is around healing. I want to pray for you, and you know this if you know me. I've battled my whole adult life with chronic health issues. I've come to a really good place. I would say I'm about 90% healed and recovered, and I'm so grateful, but I have endless compassion for those who struggle. Maybe you struggle with depression, anxiety, chronic illness. Maybe you're in a valley. You're just battle-weary, and you're exhausted. God's heart is for you, and I just got to say, as I spent some time praying this morning, I actually broke down and cried because I feel God's heart for you, and we want to stand with you today. We're going to play songs around healing. I always poll my friends on Facebook, what are your favorite healing songs? So we've got a list. If you've got a favorite one, let us know when you call, text, or email, and we'll try to get that on, but we've got a list already, and I'd love to play some healing songs. We're going to read some verses. We are going to just share with you and encourage you as we go along. So here are my two questions. How can we pray for you? And do you have a testimony of healing? How can we pray for you? And do you have a testimony of healing? 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. I do have four copies of Fully Alive to get into your hands. One of you will also get a copy of the DVD. That's a $45 gift. A DVD is a 10-session DVD that is a companion to the book. Also want you to know Terry Norby is in studio with me. She is training to be a guest host for me on Middays. And hey, Terry, say hey.
Hey. So glad to be here.
Good to have you. So she's going to be joining me, as we pray for you. We're going to be standing together with you and for you, and you may hear her taking us out to a few breaks because we're training her so she can step in for the times that I am traveling. Appreciate her so very much. Also, wanted to announce winners because yesterday we gave away two tickets for upcoming Northwestern Christian Writers Conference. Those tickets were $250 a piece, and I was so thrilled that we could give a couple away. And Mark from Oak Grove and Renee from Coon Rapids, congratulations on that. So I want to give a quick disclaimer as we wait for the calls to come in. First, I want to give you that number again. I know that there are friends who need healing, need some encouragement. You can call anonymously. If you feel, nervous about getting on the air, call in and give Carissa your prayer request. We're super happy to pray for you without you getting on the air. 877-933-2484. But this is what I want to say about healing, and I pray we can still be friends after, because there's so much heat and debate around the theology of healing, and there's things we just don't know, you know? I mean, the Bible does say we see as in a glass dimly. We only know in part. So we're wrong about some things, okay? So anybody who says that they know everything about everything in Scripture makes me wonder a little bit. This is where I land with my journey of studying Scripture, of battling myself, you know, battling with health issues, of seeing God's miracle. This is where I land. And again, if you land in a different place, I pray we can still have fellowship because there's so much we don't know. I submit that there's a mystery to following God, that He is still the God of miracles. There are documented miracles. My own son had a medical miracle that cannot be explained, miraculously healed from a serious back injury. One day he could barely walk. The next day he was running with the football team. Unbelievable, really amazing. God did that. I didn't get that kind of miracle. Mine's been more of a process. I had Lee Strobel on a while back, and he talked about the documented cases of miracles. So those who say it's not for today, if you're believing that, you're probably not going to see much in your circle. But I'm telling you, around the world, God is answering prayers and miracles are happening. But I also believe that we are in a day where we're addicted to treating symptoms, and we want to be zapped, and we don't want to do anything. We just want God to zap us like the man on the mat who'd been there for 38 years. There's times where I believe God invites us into a process of healing where it's not the miracle of healing, it's the process of healing. I don't think it's any less of a miracle. And I got to say, for me, I needed the process. I was so connected emotionally to my illness because I'd walked with it for so long that I needed the process. I feel like if God would have healed me one day, I would have still thought like a sick person the next day. So I needed the process. All that to say, my theology around healing is, as long as I have breath, I'm going to ask for a miracle because he's the God of miracles. But there are godly people that get sick and die. And I have heard people say, well, they died because they didn't have enough faith. I've heard people say to grieving widows, your spouse wouldn't have died if they would have had more faith. I think that's a cruel theology. My opinion, I just think you can't do that to people. There, I know godly people who are not lacking faith and got sick and died. So have mercy on us and let us be careful with assessing the sufferings of others. But I will still say till my dying breath, I'm going to err on the side of faith. I'm going to ask God for a miracle for you, for me, and for everybody I encounter who needs a miracle. So we want to know, given that, how can we pray for you? You can text in, you can call in, you can email. Email middays at myfaithradio.com, text or call 877-933-2484. We've got Chelsea calling from North Dakota. Chelsea would love to know how we can pray for you today. Hey, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie. I have to run back in to work here, but I just wanted to share a quick testimony. My dad, several years ago, was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, and they gave him no chance. I, pressed the doctor, you know, and I asked, what are the chances? Like, what is the percentage of people who can survive this? And he told me there's a 1% chance, and that he has to say that for those freak cases. And at this time, my mom, she was in the military. They were, she had been deployed. She was on active duty in Georgia. And so they had found a home church there for that time. And my dad went to doctor down there. And they were going to Whole Life Ministries Church down there, where they teach a lot about healing scriptures, and that's a lot of what they focus on. And so we were learning to pray the scriptures over my dad, he shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord, and by his stripes Lyle is healed, you know, and things like this, and just to keep saying it, I believe God has healed my dad. And his cancer started to go away. They gave him chemo, saying that it wasn't meant to cure the cancer. They knew it wouldn't take the cancer away, but it would hopefully just slow the growth, and he would have a little more time, and his cancer started to go away. And it has been gone for, my daughter she's 11, so it's been 9 years now. Years that it's been gone. And he was in a study, and he's the only one out of thousands of people, that's a bittersweet thing to say, but that survived that. And I just hope that gives hope to people to, you know. Anyways, I just wanted to share that real quick. It makes me emotional.
Chelsea, it would make me emotional too. And that's the thing that, you know, I've done the same thing and I continue to do the same thing. I will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. By his stripes I am healed. You know, whenever we are speaking God's word and declaring his goodness over our situation, it strengthens us. You know, what's the alternative to lament and speak, you know, the opposite, that I'm going to die, I'm not going to survive this? I just think we err on that side. It does something in us. And I just say, Chelsea, your testimony is for somebody else today. They needed to hear it. So we celebrate with you, and we praise God, and we thank him for that miracle in your dad's life. God bless you. Thanks for calling.
Yes. Thank you so much, Susie.
God bless you. You are a treasure, hon. 877-933-2484. We're giving away 4 copies of my book, Fully Alive, which really is all about inner healing, and that what happens in our soul happens in our cells, and that we don't deal with the trauma in our soul, it will push out into our physiology. So this is an invitation to go after healing from the inner parts, you know, in that inner place. And there, this companion DVD, I had Kim, my dear producer, pull a little piece off of one of the opening sessions that I just want you to hear. I wanted to encourage you. We'll play some songs. We'll take some more calls here in just a moment, but just listen in.
I never imagined the road of my life would look like this. In my mind's eye, I saw a much different journey. Not perfect, but not this. Instead of a sweet stroll along a steady path, I have encountered sharp turns, countless obstacles, and steep terrain. And I could have managed it for a few days, even a short season, but sometimes it seems like the road ahead is not only filled with heartbreak, it is never ending. But I know there is more for me. I know there is a hand that can steady me when I feel like I can't take another step. I know there are promises for me that I have yet to see. I know all this, and yet I struggle to believe. To believe that there is wholeness ahead for me. To believe that God hasn't forgotten about me. To believe that I can be truly whole, body, mind, and spirit. But oh, how I want to believe. So I'm opening up my heart and listening to the voice of the one who has promised me that I would never walk alone. And I am asking him to show me the way, to guide me into the truth, to lead me to the place where I am fully healed, fully whole, fully alive.
That was from my DVD, and somebody's going to get that DVD and a copy of Fully Alive today. We're doing a songs and verses on healing. We've not gotten to the songs because we've got a lot of calls coming in. We'll be taking a break in just a moment, but we want to grab one more call before that break. That's Lana checking in from Prior Lake. Hey, Lana, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, yeah, thank you.
How can we pray for you today?
I was wondering if you can pray. For the past few months, I've been struggling with some kind of health issue where my body just smells no matter what I do. And I think it's called TMAU or something, and I've just been praying for God to bring healing to my body. Mm. And I've been fasting for a few days now just for God to come and cleanse me, and wonder if you can pray for me.
Absolutely. Father, I want to pray for Lana, and I pray, I don't know if her body's detoxing, what's going on, but I thank you by faith that you have wired her, Lord God, for health and for wholeness, and we ask that every system in her body would support life and health. I pray that you'd heal her broken heart. I can tell this is taking a toll on her soul, that you'd restore her from the years the enemy has stolen from her, God. We ask you to do a miracle in Lana's life. I ask you, God, to bring her to the right doctors if that's what's needed. I ask you to help her lose her taste for any foods that may be harmful to her in this season. Give her a divine instinct about what's good for her, what's right, what's healthy. And I ask you to turn this thing around. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Thank you.
Lana, if you're able, I know a lot of calls are coming in, but if you're able to hang on and give Carissa your address or email it, that might be easier. We'll get you a copy of Fully Alive, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, hon. Wow. Again, Susie Larson here. It's middays, and it's a songs and verses day, and we see a lot of calls coming in. We're praying for healing today. I am believing for miracles today. I am believing God's going to do some miracles, and we've got some books to give away, some songs to play. Terry Norby is in studio with me, learning to be a guest host.
It is really a privilege to walk with people in these times when it's so tender to their mm-hmm. heart. So you're listening to Middays. It's Songs and Verses show on healing. We will continue to take your calls, so feel free to call us at 877-933-2484, or you can email us at middays@myfaithradio.com. We'll be back in just a moment.
Today's an important day. Thanks for tuning in to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. I'm in studio with Terry Norby, who's also training in to be a guest host, and we are honored to pray for you today. It is a Songs and Verses day. We're going to be playing some songs on healing. The call screen is lit up because we are praying for people to be healed. And I want to just tell you, I know that God still performs miracles today. I don't understand the mystery of why and why, how and when he heals people, but I will tell you, I've prayed for years, every single day, God would deliver the depressed, heal the sick, help the rejected know that they're actually accepted and loved. And I pray at my events those same prayers all the time. And I've actually received testimonies back from people who were depressed, seriously depressed on multiple meds, who left that event totally healed, off all of their meds. Their family got them back again. I've prayed for women with infertility, and they've had babies. And I'm not saying this happens all the time. I would say my odds aren't that great for how much I've prayed and how many testimonies I've heard. But you think it matters for those families? It does. So as long as I have breath, I'm going to ask for healing and deliverance for those who need it. And I see a lot of calls coming in. We're also going to play some songs. We've got four copies of Fully Alive to give away. I think the easiest way to get those away is to email, because we have so many calls coming in. You want in on the drawing, one of you will get a book and a DVD. Four will get a book. Email me middays at myfaithradio.com. Put Fully Alive in the subject line, and we'll draw some names. Let's play this song. And this song is Mark Allen Schoolmeesters is a good friend of mine, a local worship pastor, prolific songwriter. And he joined with some other musicians for this kind of underground label called The Common Hymnal. And this song is called He Has Time. It slayed me when I heard it the first time. So we're going to listen to a portion of that, and then we'll take some calls, and we'll pray for more people. So let's listen in. Song is He Has Time, off the Common Hymnal label. Susie Larson here. I'm going to pray for some of the texts that have come in. We've got a bunch of calls that are coming in as well. But this dear listener said, thanks for the prayers. I have systemic mastocytosis, chronic migraines, liver disease, hyperparathyroid, Hashimoto's, osteoporosis, severe disability. Been sick for 20 years. I'm scared and I'm frustrated. Restless legs. My whole entire body is ill. My anxiety is high. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, I ask you to break through, Lord God, for this dear friend. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you would intervene. And Lord, you say what we bind on earth, you bind in heaven. What we loose on earth, you loose in heaven. We bind that spirit of affliction. Lord, we put the cross of Jesus Christ between this person and this illness in Jesus' name. And we release the power of your spirit to heal, Lord God. By your stripes, I just declare this person is healed. And I pray you give them a heart of a gift of faith, Lord God, and pray that you'd put healing on their horizon, that they get a vision for it and they continue to walk towards it. If they need new doctors, provide it, Lord God. If they need whatever they need, I pray just that you put that in their path. You'd give them the will to fight, to do their part, whatever that is, and to apprehend the healing that you provide. We just pray for a miracle in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Rhonda says, bathing you in prayer this day. We'll listen and pray all hour. I'm in my own process of healing. I'm lifting up others. Rhonda, thank you for being a kingdom person. We just bless you for that. We pray, God, for Rhonda, that you continue the healing process in her life and do a miracle in Jesus' name. Pray for Ruthie, medical mysteries around stomach issues and gut. She's exhausted after years of battling. God, we pray for Ruthie to have a miracle in her life. Lord God, I ask you to do what only you can do and intervene here. And we ask for some suddenly miracles. I know there are some that have a process of healing, but I ask for some suddenly miracles in Jesus' name. Pray for my sister Janice. She's had a stroke in February, now suffering from severe central post-stroke pain. Ask you, Lord, that you restore Janice completely in the name of Jesus Christ. We say thank you, Lord. Now we need to take some calls. In fact, I'm going to have you, Kim, just choose. We've got so many. I'll let you just pick who you think we need to grab, and we'll take that call. We've got Deb from Sioux Falls. Deb, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie.
Hi.
My niece, 17 years old, had her graduation party, and the next day went through several tests to find out she has Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Oh.
She radiates with the love of Jesus and just trusts him for tomorrow and doesn't know what tomorrow holds, but she trusts him. And they had a story on her on the Des Moines Station 13. And so if your listeners want to go on, she was able to profess her faith in God, and it was so uplifting. And so I encourage your listeners to go on and to listen to that story.
What's her name again?
Ashlyn
okay.
Clark.
All right. Can we pray for her right now?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Okay. Father, we pray for Ashlyn. We ask for a miracle. We all lift our hands up together on Ashlyn's behalf, and we thank you for the platform that you've given her in the midst of this wretched disease. And I just declare that you're going to take what the enemy meant for evil, and you're going to turn it for good in the name of Jesus. I pray you'd open her mouth, and you would speak through her in ways that surprise even her. I pray you'd open doors no man can close, and you would use this, and truly, you would turn the table on the enemy, and you would give her a platform, a witness, and an amazing testimony, and that many would see and hear, as the Psalms say, and put their trust in the Lord our God. We thank you for Ashlyn. We thank you for Deb. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Deb. Thank you for calling.
That's sometimes the stuff you just can't see is the results of something you've gone through. The Lord has done a healing work, and there's people that watch it, and you sometimes never hear the story, but miracles are happening all over.
Indeed, and you'll hear it on the other side. That's going to be one of the great things about heaven.
That'll be beautiful.
You know, God is always working, and your faith always matters, and people are always watching, and those are some of the ripple effects we will see on the other side. I see a number, Joyce from Sioux Falls, after the break. We want to hear your testimony. We've got a few people who've called in with testimonies. We want to hear testimonies because people need to hear those. Somebody called, and I think they might have dropped off, but they just lost their husband. If you dropped off, I need you to call back because I want to stand with you. I want to encourage you. We've got more songs to play. Tiffany asks, how did I overcome a sick person mindset? I'll talk about that on the other side. We've got four copies of Fully Alive. One of you will also get the companion DVD. The best way to do this, because Carissa, bless her heart, is overwhelmed by calls right now, is to email in on the drawing, middays@myfaithradio.com. That's middays@myfaithradio.com. Just put Fully Alive in the subject line, and we will be back in a moment. Thanks for tuning in to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. Such an important show today. It's supposed to be a Songs and Verses Day, and it is. We're talking about healing, but so many people need prayer that we may not get to very many songs because we want to pray for everybody who needs it. The texts and the calls and the emails are flying in. We do have four copies of Fully Alive to give away. One of you will also get the DVD. Because we're getting so flooded with calls, the way to do the drawing is just to email, but please remember your mailing address. Lots and lots of requests, but not getting the address. So we'll put your name in the drawing if you're able to keep your address. And they're middays@myfaithradio.com. Joyce, we're going to take your call, then Becky, then Mark. So, and if you can hang on, friends, Carissa, Brett, we're going to get to you as well. But Joyce, you've been holding for quite a while. Sorry about that. You're on the air.
That's okay. I just want to encourage those who have had chronic illness. I, like you, Susie, have battled for years and years and years. My story is I grew up in a home for 36 years. that was built on a toxic waste dump. It was housing for O'Hare families. And I am 73. The medical community said I would be dead by 50. So hang in there. Wow. The Lord will bring you help when you need it. He will send people just, you know, out of the blue. You, like Susie, I've had, you know, obviously starts and stops and discouragement. But I guess my real message is don't listen to the medical community, because God,
I thought you were going to say don't listen to the enemy, but keep going. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he gave me a writing platform. I was in a chicken soup for the soul last year.
Wow.
That's one of the reasons he has kept me here. Mm. And I do want you to pray for me, Susie. Yeah. I'm the one who lost my husband on May 21st.
On May 21st. So, Father, we just pray for Joyce right now. I thank you, God, that you love her, that she is a walking miracle, that she's still standing. Would you comfort her with the power of the Holy Spirit as she walks through this grief time, Lord Jesus? Can't even imagine doing life so long with a husband and then losing him. I pray, God, you bring her friends. I pray that you would be that God of all comfort. I thank you, actually, that you will be, because that is who you are, Prince of Peace. I pray you'd help her through this grief period that we want to sprint through, but we can't. I just pray that you'd become especially real to her in the days ahead and comfort her with your grace in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Joyce.
Thank you, Susie.
Bless you, my dear. All right, Becky, she's been holding as well. From Texas. And well, Brett, we're going to get you next as well. Becky, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie. My name is Becky, and I hope you can hear me.
Yeah.
I've had some damage to my vocal cords recently. Mm. But I wanted to tell you that I cannot tell you how much you and your live talks have helped me so much the past several months to get through what I'm going through. Every day I listen to you. Some of your messages over and over and over, and they're getting through, and they've helped me so much. But I was sick for years. They thought it might be fibromyalgia with severe bone pain and low energy and all that comes with that, dizziness, confusion, anxiety. But back in August of 18, my blood pressure shot through the roof and sent me to the ER a few times, and elevated heart rate, and they couldn't figure out why. And finally, over the past few months, they determined that I had something called primary hyperparathyroidism, and it doesn't have anything to do with your thyroid, which is funny, but it's just these four glands that are behind your thyroid, and if they get a tumor on them, they can make you very, very ill, and eventually they can cause heart failure and kidney damage and things like that. So that was what was going on with me. It was leaching calcium from my bones all this time, so now I have osteopenia. I'm 53, barely 53. I just turned 53. Been married 34 years. We have 5 kids, 2 older biological kids and 3 adopted that are still at home. I'm a Grammy to 9 babies. My prayer request is that this disease that they didn't even know I had for several years has taken so much of my energy and my family time with my babies and things. And
let me pray for you, Becky, hon. I can hear the fatigue, and let me pray.
Yes.
Did you want to say something, Terry?
I can pray for her if you'd like.
Absolutely.
I just love that story of the mom's heart, the grandma's heart, and the heritage that you're going to share. So, Lord, we bring Becky before you. We just thank you that you have given some answers to questions that she has had for so long. I thank you that in her wrestle that she has gone to your word, and your word is what has sustained her. Your truth is what has sustained her. And I pray that that would shine into all who are around her, her kids and her grandkids, that there's a heritage of faith that grows from a very difficult situation. Lord, I pray that you would speak and shine through her, and I pray that you'd create a knowledge of this unknown disease, that it would become more known for others who are struggling, Lord, that there might be a breakthrough in the medical community because of what you've learned or that they've learned through Becky's diagnosis and situation. So, Lord, we pray your hand of love and peace and joy over her as she seeks you in this time.
Father, too, we pray that you'd restore the years the enemy has stolen.
Yes.
Lord God, as scripture in the psalm says, may you make her glad for as many days as she's been afflicted. And I pray you'd restore her beautiful voice. And thinking of Song of Songs, let me see your face. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and you are lovely. I pray, God, that she would just sense you calling her out from that hidden place and that you'd restore her voice completely. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Becky. God bless you.
Thank you.
Press on, my dear sister. Brett wins the award for holding for so long. Brett, thank you so much for your patience. You're on the air.
Hey, Susie. I'm really glad to be on with you. I hope you can hear me all right. I'm up for one of my walks here.
Good for you. I love that.
Yeah. So, my testimony is basically just about mental health and mental illness and stuff like that. I've been struggling with it for, like 15 years now. And for the first 10, it was a really severe depression and had a really, really difficult time. I had fallen away from the faith and all that too. So eventually I had a really severe breakdown, which was lost control of myself. It's kind of a psychotic break. I don't know if your listeners are familiar with that, but I lost complete control of myself physically and mentally. And right at the end of it, before doctors were able to medicate me enough to pass out, I said a little prayer for the first time in probably 8 years. And my life has kind of begun unfolding in wonderful ways since then. And in 2013, I was able to reframe my whole experience into mental health experiences being an asset rather than a hindrance. And I'm just thinking about your listeners out there that might be suffering with this kind of thing, and I want just to share the hope, because I feel like I've been restored, and
thank you, Lord.
I'm gainfully employed now, and life is quote unquote normal, whatever that means.
You're a survivor and a victor, Brett, you know?
And that's thanks to Christ. So
I'm going to ask you, I'm kind of putting you on the spot and say no if you don't want to, but for some reason I feel prompted to ask you, but Brandon wrote in on text and has battled an addiction to pornography. I appreciate, Brandon, so much your honesty that you want to fight for your freedom. But I'm just wondering, brother to brother, Brett, would you mind praying for Brandon? Would you mind doing that?
Let me gather my thoughts here. Lord, I just want to bring Brandon up to you and put him in front of you and help him to not be afraid. I know you've helped me with struggles like this before, too. I want to call an addiction what it is and a problem what it is, and we want to just put Brandon's lust away.
Jesus.
We want to confess it before you and have it be something that you can address and untangle for him, as you have done for so many.
Yes.
And we just confess that we've had weakness in the past, and we want to put that where it belongs, which is in the past and in another life entirely. So,
thank you, Lord.
All these things, Lord, in your Son Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Brett, I pray God continues to use you in ways that absolutely surprise you, that your testimony just gets stronger and your influence greater. Thank you for calling and for holding. I just felt like God had you calling for a reason for today.
No problem, Susie. Thank you.
Yeah, God bless you. Brandon, don't you give up hope. You know, I've just met with some of my garden girls. That means, you know, my inner court girls last night. And we were all talking about the importance of having something on the horizon, that God gives you a vision for your horizon, the next thing to contend for so that you'll keep walking. So I pray, Brandon, God gives you vision for what he wants you to contend for. We're going to grab Carissa checking in from Colorado. She's a faithful listener and someone who battles chronic health issues. Hey, Carissa, you're on the air.
Hey,
Susie. Hey, dearie.
Thanks so much for taking the call. I just figured I should ask for prayer while I have the opportunity. Without sharing my whole story, I've been sick for about 20 years now, and the last 12 have been the hardest. And it is so difficult to continue to hold out hope and to endure every day. And yet God's been putting a lot of new hope in my heart. And then every time it kind of comes, you know, I'll get slammed really hard again. And so I'm just fighting constantly to lift my eyes to stay focused on him and not on what I see in my body and my circumstances. So I'd love help prayer for whatever is on your heart related mm-hmm. to that.
Absolutely. And Chris, I wanted, you know, I did a 10-minute thing on Facebook Live this morning, just felt prompted to do that. And I actually thought of you once I finished it. I thought it might be a word of encouragement just on navigating sickness and dissecting what part is the enemy trying to bring oppression and what part is strategy for you to stand. And I think you might find some encouragement mm-hmm. on that. So you might want to hop on there. But Father, I thank you for Carissa, and I thank you, God, that you will not leave her in this valley. I thank you, God, that you have a plan to prosper her, not to harm her, to give her a hope and a future. And she and I have conversed before about internal trauma, things that either that she's walked through or things she should have had that she didn't get are both trauma. I ask you, God, to bring healing to those soul places, Lord, even forgiveness. I feel like I'm supposed to just say this, Chris, I hope it's okay, but to forgive yourself. I pray, God, if there's a need, that there be a supernatural grace for her to forgive herself, to not berate herself. And I pray, Lord, that she also would have hope on the horizon and a vision for where you're taking her, that there would be absolute clarity about what you're asking from her, of her, and what you promised to her. And I just thank you, God, that this is not a place that she will live and die. This is not the place she'll camp. She's passing through, and we commit her to now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you so much.
Bless you, my dear sis. We're going to play this song from River Valley called I Am Healed. And River Valley, you know, I know we've got listeners from all over the world, actually, but we air out of Minneapolis. We have a network in the upper Midwest as well as Connecticut. River Valley's a church in the Twin Cities area. This song came out of their church. Amazing. We're going to play that, and then we'll go to break in just a moment.
Middays, it's Songs and Verses. The theme of healing, and we'll be back in just a moment.
I know I am. 'Cause you say I am. God's not done with you, even with your broken heart and your wounds and your scars. God's not done with you.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. It's Songs and Verses Day. We do this once a month, and we usually pick a theme, and today's theme is healing. I am so sorry we've not been able to get to all the calls and texts. We're doing our best. Phone lines have settled down now, so if you want to call in, we've got a little bit more time to pray. 877-933-2484. We promised verses, so I got to share a few. One that I return to time and time again, and as I said, I'll pray till my last breath. Psalm 103:1-5, and it goes like this. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord and forget not his benefits. He forgives all my sins. He heals all my diseases. He ransoms my life from the pit. He crowns me with loving compassion. He satisfies my desires with good things, and my youth is renewed like the eagles. I want you to hear that again. Forgives all of my sins, heals all of my diseases, ransoms my life from the pit, crowns me with loving compassion, satisfies my desires with good things, and my youth is renewed like the eagles. I'm telling you, that's a passage worth praying and memorizing, because we get weary in battle, don't we? And some of you need to be ransomed from the pit. Some of you have spent a long time since you've seen any desires fulfilled. Some of you feel just old in the struggle. God wants to renew your youth. Some of you, your past sins are still hanging on, and God wants you to know, I'm not hanging on to them. I've forgiven them. And some of you have chronic illnesses. A lot of the texts and emails that came in were around chronic illnesses like chronic fatigue, Lyme disease, others, depression, anxiety. And I want hope to make a comeback. I want you to know that for some of us, as I said, have to walk through the process of contending for freedom. And I don't know why that is, but I know I'm better for the fight. If God would have zapped me, I wouldn't have the spiritual grit that I do because I've had to contend. But there's others. He does. He runs right in and he flips a switch and the depression is gone. The sickness is gone. And I'm just going to ask for that. And one of the themes in my book, Fully Alive, is let's pursue healing and pray for a miracle. So let's not just wait on the mat for God to zap us. Get up and do the things he's asking you to do. And, you know, you always feel like there's nothing I can do. Well, there's always something you can do. You can quote scripture. You can declare his goodness over your situation. You can fast. You can make him take a look at your diet. Maybe you can get a good bedtime. I mean, there's so many disciplines we let go of, and they impact us. So there are things in pursuing healing. There are things that maybe God wants you to do, but there are things only God can do. And he will do. And we've got to err on the side, trusting him that he wants to. So that's what we're going to do. Bless the Lord. We're not going to forget his benefits. We've got a few more minutes to play a few more songs. I want to just ask, Lord God, I ask you for those who are battling depression, for those who are battling anxiety, those battling chronic illness like Lyme disease and chronic fatigue and fibro, those wretched diseases just zap the life out of us. God in heaven, I ask you, intervene. Break the yoke, God. I pray you break that bondage of depression that is hanging on. Break the bondage of sickness that is just sucking the life out of so many. And may many get their instant, immediate miracle, that they would rise up tomorrow morning with a spring in their step, knowing they're healed. And I pray they'd run back to us and tell us and testify what God has done, what you have done, Lord. We ask you, we're going to keep asking till we see you face to face because our faith pleases you. I know that, Lord. Would you do a miracle? In fact, in Isaiah, you're the one who took our sickness and our shame. You're the one who took it all on the cross, and by your stripes we are healed. So we're going to claim it and pray it and say it and believe it until we see you face to face, Lord. We claim healing for so many in Jesus' name. Amen. We've got Kathy checking in, calling in, 877-933-2484. What can we pray for you, Kathy? Thanks for holding.
Thank you, Susie. I'll be really quick. My prayer request is twofold. First, for myself, I've been dealing with chronic pain for many, many years, and that is the result of a failed back surgery. Mm. So I now have what's called severe flat back syndrome. Mm. And, of course, when you're dealing with chronic pain for that length of time, you're dealing with depression and anxiety. Yeah. So I would like prayers for those things. But than anything, I would like prayers for my cat, Dayton. I don't have any family, no spouse, no significant other, nobody but my two cats. And Dayton was just recently diagnosed with a cancer that's called cutaneous mast cell tumor. It has spread to his lymph nodes and to his spleen. There's no hope for a cure even with chemotherapy, so I've opted not to do chemotherapy. I'm going to be treating him with natural remedies, but I would ask you to please pray for a complete healing and recovery for my cat, Dayton.
Kathy, first of all, I'm so sorry for how long you've suffered. And Lord, I pray for Kathy. I ask God that you would restore that spine of hers, that you would do a miracle. Lord God, you restore the years, the enemy has stolen, God, that you'd make her glad, as scripture says, for as many days as she's been afflicted. Father, I do ask that you touch her cat, that you would do a miracle turnaround in that precious friend pet of hers. I also ask you to bring her community, bring her some good friends who would love her and help her through this time. I don't believe for a minute that you've appointed even one of us to live and die in the valley, that that's not supposed to be our existence. You say we pass through the valley. I pray you'd move Kathy through the valley, bring her to the other side, and bring her to a place of restoration. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Susie.
Thank you, Kathy. All right, we've got an anonymous caller asking for prayer. Hey, anonymous friend, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm calling because I have a 19-year-old granddaughter who has threatened to take her life. Mm. And there are five people in the family, and it's just discouraging to the whole family. And her dad's a military person who needs to be gone on summer assignment. So please pray that. I just heard you pray for instant miracles. Mm. And I thought,
I'm willing to be patient, but instant would really be nice.
That's right. Well, I'm about to get my wild woman prayer on, so for those of you who are not comfortable, I pray you give me some grace here, because I do believe there is like a spirit of death over so many of our young people today. The enemy is just leveraging a curse against these young people, saying there's no hope, there's no option, and it's such a lie that it makes me mad. So I pray for this young 19-year-old girl in the name of Jesus. And first, Father God, I submit to your rule and your reign, your authority. Then I rise up in your authority, God, and I resist you, devil. I command you, we bind you, we forbid you from acting in this girl's life. We command you to be quiet. We bind you up in the name of Jesus, and we hand those bonds to the Lord Jesus Christ. We forbid a spirit of death to interfere with her life, and we release the power spirit of your life-giving spirit, oh God, over her life. I ask you, God, to move every obstacle in her life that blocks her view of you. I ask you to move out every person and every circumstance that lies to her in Jesus' name. And I pray, God, that you would bring clarity even now as we all pray together for this 19-year-old. Right now, as we pray, life would spring up, that her heart would start to beat again, that hope would rise up within her, and that she would get a sense that you have a plan, Lord, to prosper her, not to harm her, to give her a hope and a future. We condemn that curse of suicide, that curse of death that comes right from the pit of hell. We condemn it, and I do put the cross of Jesus Christ between this dear girl and that wretched curse, and we speak life to her. I pray that she would not only come out of this, but there would be amazing calling on her life, and you would use her to snatch many others from the edge of death. Lord, there's a scripture, I think it's Psalm 107:20. You sent forth your word and healed them and rescued them from the grave. And that's such a picture, Lord, of sending out your word, grabbing somebody from the edge and pulling them back. So we ask you, send out your word to her, grab her from the edge and pull her back. And we ask for an immediate miracle. And again, we ask for an amazing miracle testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
To God be the glory.
Amen. You just keep declaring life over that girl. You know what? The enemy doesn't get to do this. Not today, not on our watch, right?
Yes, right.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, honey. Bless you. I think we can take one more call. Marilyn from Maplewood. Hey, Marilyn, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, good. A few years ago, a friend of mine taught me to pray a simple prayer that, Lord, breathe your life into this person who needs healing or the situation that
Love
needs
that.
To have God breathe his life, just like he breathed it into Adam. He breathes life and creates and recreates. And I can't even tell you how many hundreds of times I prayed that prayer and God has answered and just brought healing and restoration. And it's so simple. And it's just, you know, so basic from Genesis 2, you know.
Yep.
So, Lord, breathe your life into these situations that you've just had people praying over to, and that God may heal them and restore them and recreate them.
Indeed.
In Jesus' name.
Amen, Marilyn. Thank you for that call. That's beautiful. Boy, it's a simple prayer to pray. We're going to pray, raise a hallelujah. And I just did this 10-minute thing on my Facebook page that I think many of you need to hear today about the power of turning on a dime when you feel like you're going right into the ditch and turning it around and turning on a dime. Some of you maybe need to hear that today, and I'm giving away a handful of copies off of Facebook of my book, Your Powerful Prayers. But let's listen to Raise a Hallelujah. Get your game on. We're going to stand up, and we're going to sing and declare God's goodness right in the middle of our battles. Let's listen in. Found some encouragement here today. Like my producer Kim said, we need to do this show again, and we will. Have a blessed day. We'll meet you back here next time. Thanks for listening to this Middays with Susie Larson podcast. These conversations are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. To avoid missing future editions of the show, subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player. And thanks for sharing this audio link to spread the good news of the gospel and to grow the impact of Middays with Susie Larson.